I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
Episode 99 of Sean Hammer. I know it's been a while, I apologize, but I did tell everyone I was a slacker in the get-go, so I don't really know what to tell you. Life's been pretty busy. I went to France just recently, so that was cool. Been doing quite a bit of painting. Got the Queen's Return box set painted. Got some stuff sent away to Mexico, stuff like that, but enough is enough. Let's go ahead and start this fresh. I am bringing you today the Outcast Master from the Rippling Fate book, Parker Barrows. Now, I'm looking at getting this crew, and it's I'm pretty excited about it. Apparently, I am more of an Outcast Master than any other master, so I guess natural progression means that I have to go this way. Now, it's pretty cool. Parker Barrows is your regular highwayman, and he works with he works by working with schemes and scheme manipulation and upgrade manipulation. There's the words for it, and he's pretty cool. I mean, he's racking in a defense 6, not too bad. 6 willpower, 14 wounds actually, so that's pretty high. Unfortunately for Mr. Parker, he doesn't have a lot of getting out of trouble other abilities. He's got walk 5, 7 charge, and height 2. 4 stone cash, and he is a bandit. Now, he's got a couple abilities. One's go through your pockets. This gives him, when an enemy model is killed within 6 inches, draw a card. Then, if the enemies were not killed by a friendly bandit, discard a card. So it gives you a little bit of hand manipulation. He's got limited supplies, which gives him the ability to once per turn, after this model discards one upgrade, add one soulstone to this crew soulstone pool. That'll make sense in a minute, because that's what he does, is he likes to filter through his upgrades. His upgrades get, they have the basically discard feature on him and stuff. He's got the Fistful of Script. At the end of this model's activation, it may discard up to 4 cards to select the number of enemy scheme markers within 4-inch aura or pulse, equal to the number of cards discarded. Place the friendly scheme marker in base contact with each selected marker, then discard each selected scheme marker. So that allows you to take enemy scheme markers, make them your own at the end. So that's, as you know, the later on in the game, it's kind of nice for different strategies and schemes, actually, you know, like breakthrough or protect territory, stuff like that. Replace it with your own scheme markers. Now, Parker, he doesn't really have a lot for damaging. I mean, he's got six shooters, which is this action receives a plus flip. Sorry for all my confusion when talking. Range of 12, built-in tome. It's range of 12 or 2-inch melee. Target suffers 2, 3, 5 damage. With the built-in trigger, he's got empty the chamber before flipping damage. Discard any number of upgrades from this model to deal +1 damage for each upgrade discarded. So if you're following the different upgrades that you can have, you could boost it by 3 damage for each level. He's also got Drop It, which you could choose this instead. After damaging an enemy model, place an enemy ski marker within 3 inches of the target. We'll get to it where he gets benefits and stuff by using up your ski markers. And also, I'm also going to go over the Dead Outlaw, too, which he's all about healing on enemy ski markers. With a mask, he's got Hide in Shadows. After succeeding, move this model up to 3 inches. Not too bad. He's got another attack action of Hands in the Air, which is Shooting 6 with a Tome, range 8. Target model discards the following condition to end of turn. Gains the following, condition. Pay up. When declaring a tactical action, including walk, charges, etc., this model must discard 2 cards or the action immediately fails. So that's, controlling a little bit what the enemy can do to you. For tactical actions, he's got 1 tactical action, target number 13, range 18. You can push target friendly model up to its walk in any direction. So a little bit of a crew shenanigan placement. And he's got 5-finger discount for a 0 tactical action. It's discard any number of soul stones or enemy ski markers, so there it goes, within 3 inches in any combination. To attach an upgrade of equal or lower soulstone costs to this model, you still have the restriction, and they have to be Parker barrels. And you filter out the different upgrades. He's also that has a mask trigger, which is changing plans. F6 succeeding, take the different 0 action. You can't declare triggers on that one as normal. Let's see, with Parker, he's got a pretty cool story in the book. I like it. He's a bad guy, but he's got a little bit of honor for being a bad guy. Kind of reminds me of the brown coats off of Firefly / Serenity. So he's pretty cool. He runs around, his totem is a Doc Mitchell, which is, this is a guy who just happened to be in the wrong place in the wrong time during a train heist. He got gangplanked, basically. So he's Parker's totem. He's insignificant. He's drunk and pathetic. So he's immune to defensive, focus, and poison conditions. He's got ability Dock It over here. At the start of this model's activation, it can discard a card to push 5 inches towards a friendly bandit within 12 inches of line of sight. So it gets him where he's got to be. And as you would assume, he is a doctor, so he's going to heal. He's got a doctor's bag, which is pathetic 1 range with 1, 2, 3 damage, but he has a hidden flintlock, and this is where it's pretty cool. If he's not within line of sight of friendly Parker barrels, you can. If he is, you have to sacrifice this model. If not, he can make an attack action of 3, 4, 5 damage only once per turn, but a lot of times you don't expect that totem to sit out there, cap you with a 5 damage. So that's pretty sweet. Tactical actions, he can heal models 1, 2, and 3, and also give them hard to wound. So that's where you want to keep him next to Parker, give Parker barrels some hard to wound, but unfortunately you can't use the flintlock or you have to kill the Doc. The box set only comes with Parker, the Doc, Mad Dog Breckett, and 3 Banditos. We'll get to that. Mad Dog Breckett, he's just the higher muscle. Is what he is. He's got a shotgun and he just shoots. Defense 6, 5 willpower, 8 wounds, 5 walks, 7 charge, height 2. Of course, he's a henchman, so he can use soul stones. He's got bulletproof 1. He's got the life of crime, and which means at the end of the game, all enemy ski markers within 2 inches count as friendly ski markers, so he's expanding the aura of taking over the enemy ski markers that your enemy may place there, and or you get from damaging different people with some of the upgrades and characters in your crew. He's got loot their corpses. After this model kills an enemy model, place a friendly ski marker in base contact with enemy model before it's removed. And he also has foaming at the mouth, which is when he has four or fewer wounds remaining, he gets +1 to his attack and damage flips. So I think he reminds me of the one Ortega, if I'm right. It does kind of the same thing. He's got a shotgun, which is range of 10. Target suffers 3, 4, 5. The 4 and 5 have one blast. On a mask, is blown back after damaging. Push the target 4 inches away from this model. So it gets some people away from you. Make sure you keep on shooting. This guy here, he's got burning cigar. He likes to jab people when they're not cooperating. It will just give the target burning +2. On a crow, on my eye. So, after succeeding, target suffers 2 damage, then push this target up to 3 inches away from Mad Dog. And with a mask, he's got to say hello to my little friend. After succeeding, immediately take the Chesterfield shotgun attack action against the target. This action is treated as a range melee 2. So it's pretty cool. Let's see. Tactical actions, he's got rapid fire. You discard a card, take 3 shooting attacks with an AP cost of 1 against a single target. And he's got blow you to hell. This is a shooting tactical action. You're needing a target number 9 with a mask and a ram. Place a 30mm height 0 blown apart marker with 8 inches line of sight. Discard any other marker and blown apart markers by this model. Models within 3 inches of blown apart marker may not benefit from cover when targeted by shooting actions. So, you kind of get there, get them out of cover, shoot them up a little bit. Jazzy stuff like that. For the most part, the box set relies on 3 Bandidos. These are Soulstone 5 models with 5 wounds, defense 5, willpower 6, 5 walk, 6 charge, height 2. Bulletproof 1, life of crime. This, at the end of the game, all enemy scheme markers within 2 count as friendly for purposes of in strategies and schemes. So they're your area of turning your enemy scheme markers against them, basically, increases by taking these guys. Yeah, finish the job so when they're killed, they can put a scheme marker in base contact with themselves. And they have a defense trigger, but it's not built in. You have to have a mask. After resolving against the enemy, push this model up to 5 inches any direction. So it kind of gets you away from it all. They have a clockwork revolver, 2-3-5 damage, and with a tome, they got drop it. After damaging enemy model, place an enemy scheme marker within 3 inches of the target. So there we go again. It's dropping an enemy scheme marker. See where this is all going. They have run and gun, which you can discard a card. If it does, push this model up to 5 inches in any direction, then perform a 1 shooting attack that receives a +2 to the attack and damage flip. After resolving the attack, any triggers, push this model up in 3 inches in any direction. 2 tactical actions. It takes a model that isn't supposed to be melee out of melee and shoots. So that's basically what you want to do. Now, he's not out yet, but I think a pretty substantial model to have one or two of in your crew. I would definitely have the Bandidos 5 Soulstone Minion for what they have to offer. It's not bad. Plus, with the area of effect of enemy scheme markers turning into your own, is pretty decent. But we got the Dead Outlaw. Well, as you can assume, he's a bandit. He's tormented, so if you want to run with a Jackdaw crew, he's tormented, so that should work out. And he's bandit. He's 6 soul stones, 6 defense, 5 wounds. I mean, 5 willpower, 6 wounds, 5 walks, 6 charge, height 2. He's got heart of wound +1. He's got 2 greedy to die. If this model has 5 or fewer wounds remaining, whenever an enemy scheme marker is placed within 6 inches by another model, this model may heal 2 damage, then discard the scheme marker. So, you got your Bandidos and Parker shooting people to drop in scheme markers, you need to heal this guy out? You can kind of do it. He's got the Stolen Goods, too, as another ability. When this model is killed or sacrificed by another model, this model may choose to place a scheme marker in base contact with itself before being removed. The scheme marker is friendly to the crew that killed this model. So, even on his way out, it's kind of like a backwards finish the job by dropping an enemy scheme marker. So, when you're running this crew, you're going to have plenty of scheme markers for yourself and plenty of scheme markers to represent the enemy scheme markers as well. He's got Sand in My Eyes as attack action. Range of 1. Target suffers 1-1-5 damage. It's got a built-in mask and 2 triggers that go with it. One is My Eyes. After succeeding, the target gains slow. and reposition after succeeding. Push the model up to 3 inches any direction. This guy's not wanting to be in combat either, as you can see, but 5 damage on a severe, if you can get it, is pretty nasty throughout there. He's got the Cursed Collier pistol, range of 10, 2, 3, 4 damage. It's got a mask built-in, and it's got 2 mass triggers and 2 tome triggers. First mass trigger is the curse spreads. When damaging a target with one or more upgrades attached to it, the attack deals +1 damage. Reposition, of course, we just went over that. First tome, it's got drop it. After damaging enemy model, place an enemy ski marker within 3 inches of the target. So it's kind of nice if you're low on wounds. You cap them, drop a ski marker, heal your guy, discard a ski marker. Nice little trick. And piercing, when damaging, this is where I like to. This attack ignores armor, hard to wound, and hard to kill. There's so much stuff in Malifaux that's hard to wound, hard to kill, and has armor. Just be nice to have something once in a while that gets past that. That's... I'm looking at you, Chad. Anyway, he's got the Curse of the Covenant. Covetous. It's his last attack action. It's a range 6. This target model gains the following condition to end of game. Curse of the Covetous. This model may only take walk and interact actions. In this condition, when this model places a ski marker, this model may choose to suffer 3 damage at the start of its activation to end this condition. So it gets him a little bit either way. Now, we can go on to the last band in the book, was the Waku Raider, but I'm sticking with the whole Old West theme for this crew, so that's what I'm going with. Let's see, he's got some upgrades that are pretty snazzy. He's got 2 limited, he's got Highwayman and Black Market. Both of them will give him Bulletproof 1, so that's always worth it. Keeping the doc by, you could have Bulletproof 1 and Hard Wound 1. He's got This Looks Valuable with the Black Market. At the end of this model's activation, if it took an action and removed one or more enemy ski markers, add 1 Soulstone to this crew's Soulstone pool. It's got another action. This model may gain the following tactical action. Stick to the plan for 0. Target other friendly model may immediately take 1 interact action. After resolving, if the target was not a bandit, discard this upgrade or 1 Soulstone. And as if you get a mask on that, after succeeding, take a different 0 action. This may not declare triggers. Highwayman is the other one, offering Bulletproof 1. This is worth a few script. Once per turn, after resolving action, remove 1 or more enemy ski markers, draw 2 cards, and discard 1 card. No witnesses for another tactical action for 0. Target another friendly model may immediately take 1 action after resolving if the target was not a bandit, blah, blah, blah. Same thing's the same. It just depends on what you want to do, it looking valuable, or if this is worth a few script. He's got the Creative Dynamite. Parker Barrels, Mad Dog, Bracket can have this. High Explosives, target number 14, range 8. All models within 3 inches of the target of the ski marker must succeed. 13 defense duel or suffer 4 damage. Discard the ski marker, then discard this upgrade or 1 Soulstone. This attack does not need line of sight when targeting an enemy ski marker. So that's pretty cool. He's got the Halo Bullets as another upgrade he can have. This model gains the following tactical action. Target number 13, range of 12. Place a 250 millimeter height 0 Halo Bullet markers in line of sight touching each other. Within 12 inches, it's not in base contact with any models or markers. These markers are hazardous terrain, dealing 2, 3, 4 damage and soft cover. Remove these markers at the start of this model's next activation or when this model is removed from play. This can only be taken once per turn. And if you have a ram on that, that should hold them. Take a breath. After succeeding, discard this upgrade to heal 2 damage. So it gives you a little bit if your things are getting tough and you're out of soul stones and you just want them. You don't think you have anything else for this. You know, burn this upgrade, heal 2. Let's see. This one also offers following trigger to its hand in the air action. The valuables, please. After succeeding against an enemy, place a ski marker within 3 inches of target. Not bad. Let's see. We got stick 'em up. Gives them following attack action. This action can only be done once per activation. Target enemy, enforcer, henchman, or master. May may choose to suffer 4 damage. If it does, it must discard. If it does not, it must discard 1 soul stone if able, and you can add 1 soul stone to your crew. So that's allowing you, Parker's going to be quite possibly having a good cash going on through the game, which is pretty cool. Gains the following ability at the start of the end of this model's activation, may discard this upgrade to take a walk action. If you need to get somewhere, you need to get somewhere. Next one's Human Shield. While within 2-inch aura of at least one or other of this model benefits from soft cover. And after the attack from an enemy model succeeds against this model may discard his upgrade to make a target-friendly model within 2 inches of this model suffer the effects of the action instead of this model. So, you know, if they're coming out, they got a red Joker, they want to, like, kill or put a big dent in Parker's wounds, you can, like, throw it off on Bandito or a dead outlaw. I don't know what you might want to do. Let's see. It's got Coordinated Heist. It's his last one. It gives all bandits within 8 inches gain the following ability, Scout the Field. After initiative is determined on the first turn, this model may take a walk action. So that's pretty cool. Get you guys up a little bit. I mean, a little bit's a little bit, right? And this model gains the following ability, You Were Told to Duck. When this model targets an engaged model with a shooting action, this model may discard this upgrade. If this happens, it does not randomize its target. Instead, it makes a declared range action against every model that would have been flipped for a card if the attacker was randomized, in an order of its choosing. Then all friendly models that were attacked this manner may push up to 5 inches any direction. So, you got a couple guys in hand-to-hand. You know, you can of course, you can cheat your own attacks and your own damage and stuff like that, so they take a little bit to push 5 inches away, but you can shoot every model within that engagement. So, it's pretty cool. Now, Mad Dog Bracket has a Lucky Poncho. Gives him hard to kill. And that's you ruined it. At the start of this model's activation, if the model has 1 wound remaining, it may discard its upgrade to gain the Focus 1 condition. So, that's pretty cool. Let's not forget about all the generalist upgrades that he can have, kind of like Oathkeeper, Scout the Field, Survivalist, Scramble, Tally Sheet, Bigger They Are, Traveler Stone. So, he can have a lot of different... Parker's got a large selection of upgrades he can take. Let's see. Yeah, like I said, his main shooting is 6 shooters and everything. And, yeah, I thought that would go a little bit longer than what I thought it would, but that was me just going over the little bit of the Parker barrels. Now, I will get a game in with them as soon as they come in the mail, because I'm having them painted, by this this Mexican couple, Dark Shark. I gotta remember that. I'll put a link onto it on my page. But they've been painting a couple of my Malifaux crews. They painted my Wong crew and my Zoraida crew with the Amphibious Assault. So they've turned out really nice, and it's kind of nice having a different look to your your crews that you own, instead of everything kind of looking the same paint scheme and stuff. I mean, I like my painting. My painting is pretty good. But just like to get more done, have more painted, and have different looks to it. Now, recently we did have another fucking edition of Warhammer 40K. I got the book coming. I'll go over that best I can. I guess it's only got like 8 pages of rules, so it's taking a theme from the Age of Sigmar. So, well, we'll see how that goes. So, pretty much we're just gonna stay with Malifaux, some Heroclix, and just different board games I picked up and different games. So, I'm going to leave with that. Hope you enjoyed the show. And I'm going to try to do this every week to 2 weeks. I'm going to try and get back into it. Screw it. I took a change in my work schedule. Trying to get used to that and everything. And seeing when it's the best time for me to record. Getting a new laptop. Going to schedule up some more interviews. And start going to more events and stuff like that. And actually, hopefully getting more games of Malifaux in. So, if you're in the Port Huron area, Michigan, and you want to get a game of Malifaux in, just give me a shout out. And if you got any questions, concerns, or comments, send them to SeanHammer, the number 9 at yahoo.com. Hope you enjoyed episode 99. Don't know what I'm doing for 100. Maybe I'll hand out something. Who the hell knows? But remember, if if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. Thanks, guys.